Hi Gemini, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I've got your general overall reading for the month of July. Keep in mind, these may or may not resonate. Take what does, leave the rest. Okay. So Gemini, let's find out what is going on for you for this month of July. Spirit, what messages do you have for Gemini, please? I'm gonna run down some energies, and then we're gonna clarify. And we start here with the Six of Wands reversed. All right, so Gemini, you might be feeling maybe a little defeated, a little just tired, perhaps frustrated. We're not feeling like we're winning here. Alright, so let's find out some more for Gemini, please, Spirit. We have the King of Pentacles. So this could have to do with a boss. Maybe you're the boss. This could have something to do with your work. We have the Seven of Wands. So this shows you being on top of the situation, okay? Even though you might not be feeling that way, this says that you are. Maybe you don't know that you are. Maybe, you know, you're just so caught up in it that you don't see that, you know, you do have the upper hand here. Let's see what more we can get for the Starseed of Gemini, please. Nine of Pentacles, right? So, you are at peace and contentment. Alright, so you seem to be just moving right along, right? Except for this little, at the beginning of the month, a little, maybe a little bit of frustration. Alright, but it could be just about a minor thing. You're not going to let it set you back. Now you got the Page of Pentacles. But this indicates a youthful or younger, immature, maybe, energy. Someone here is not learning something. Now, I don't know what that means exactly, but... maybe that's what you're frustrated about. You know, someone at work could be frustrating you, right? If you're dealing with an employee who, you know, just can't get with the program. And I'm feeling like, you know, you're feeling frustrated because you've probably done all you can to work with this person. Or you feel like you've already given enough to this person that they should be returning the effort. Let's see what else we have. So Spirit, what else do you have for the Starseed of Gemini, please? For the month of July. What energies do you have for Gemini, please, for the month of July? We have the Ace of Swords reversed. So upright, this would be the truth, but it could be like a double-edged sword type of thing. So, yeah, and maybe you are getting the wrong end of the stick right now, in a way, dealing with someone, who might be a little immature and they're not, they just don't get it. They're just not getting it, Gemini. Let's get one more, please. One more for Gemini. Then we're going to clarify these. See if we can get a little more of the story here. So far I have that you could be a boss, or you're dealing with a boss. Now we have the Emperor reversed. So this is kind of a destabilizing energy. So I'm feeling like whatever this disruptive energy here is, it would be like an employee that just keeps calling off. Or something like that. You know what I mean? Like you depend on this person, and for whatever reason, you have the power to handle it, but you. You're not. You have not made the final. The sword's upside down here, so you haven't done. Maybe you haven't addressed it yet at all. Maybe you're trying to give the person the benefit of the doubt, or you're waiting to see if they will change, if they get it, if they can tell by your tone that you're not happy with them. You could be trying other subtle ways to get through to this person. I don't think they're getting it. Okay. So let's clarify this a little bit, Gemini. This could be anyone. It doesn't have to be a boss employee type thing. Just it could be a if you are the King of Pentacles, could be a client, situation. Let's see, what else do we have? All right, Spirit, why is the Six of Wands reversed? Why is Gemini not getting through to this person? Well, this person doesn't seem to be making an effort. I almost said they're a lazy hoe, but the Eight of Pentacles reverse. I don't think this person's putting in the effort, really. Like, this is why you're so frustrated. Or maybe you've been, too subtle. It might be time to bring out the sledgehammer right now. Let's see. What about this King of Pentacles? What's going on with him? This is usually a stable, Well, that energy is all up in their head a little bit here with their, or feels bound and tied, okay? So that could indicate a contract that you can't necessarily just step out of. What about the Seven of Wands? Gemini having the upper hand in this situation. Maybe you were grooming someone for a position and they are not holding up their end. And it's making you feel stuck because maybe you need this person to just get on with it so you can move forward. Why is this Seven of Wands here, Spirit? Well, you have partnership reversed. You have the Two of Cups. That could indicate a romantic. This could be a romantic situation, although it just doesn't feel that way to me, right? It feels more like work, career, contracts and business dealings. All right, so, but whatever this partnership, whatever it is or isn't, you have the upper hand here, okay? So it looks like this month, at least, you hold the power to direct the situation. Why is this Nine of Pentacles here, Spirit? This is having it all, you know, happy home, happy life, having wealth, abundance, reaching your goal. And with that comes the Ace of Pentacles. So you're being given a divine opportunity of some kind, okay? But again, you know, you're being held back or frustrated by something. Why is this Page of Pentacles reversed? Why is this Page of Pentacles reversed, Garrett? We have the Emperor reversed again. Now, we have two Emperors on the board reversed. So, this is like, maybe someone is trying to hold something over you. And they clearly don't realize that you are in charge of this situation. Like, do they not know who you are, Gemini? I did say it was kind of an immature energy that just didn't quite get it yet. Yeah. Okay, we have the Ace of Swords reverse. I'm starting to see the picture here. So you're done worrying about it. If you were up in your head about it at all, and you're not about to let this, you know, disempower you. Okay, so you're coming out of that worry and being anxious about the outcome. Okay, I feel like you really are going to be taking charge of this by the end of the month. Let's see, how are you going to handle this Emperor reversed? All right, because he's about an asshole and... Yep, Two of Wands. You're like, look, bitch, I can move to greener pastures. I really don't have to deal with this. Yep. So you might be giving someone an ultimatum. By the end of the month. All right, Gem, so that's what I have for you. Now, let's go to my homegrown deck here for my own angel guides. And we're going to see what additional messages we have for you. Spirit guides. else does Gemini need to know for the month of July, please? Okay. We have depression. So, no, I don't know if that's really you. It could be the person you're dealing with, and that's why they're, you know, they're not really engaging, and they're not cluing in, because their mind is elsewhere. Even though it looks like at the beginning of the month you are feeling a little disenchanted, I don't feel like you're depressed. So it could be the other, energy. All right, let's see what else we have. And more messages, please. Judas. So Gemini, either the person you're dealing with isn't really for you, like you thought they were down for you, or yeah, I'm feeling like the situation is making you feel a little betrayed, you know, because you really, I think you expected and hoped for more from this, either the person or the situation, okay? And one more, please, for Gemini. Checkmate. So, again, like I said, by the end of the month, I think you're going to check this person, this reversed emperor. If he's been, you know, trying to throw his weight around, or, you know, her, even, could be a feminine energy. Or someone's, you know, just plain taking advantage of the situation. You're going to check them by the end of the month. All right, Gemini? So that's what I have for you. I hope you enjoyed this reading. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.